See, for this one, we need a tiebreaker because, like I said, I think I'm leaning Detroit, you're leaning Jersey.
And, of course, Ryan is being a fucking family.
And, of course, Ryan is out. So,
So you're leaning Jersey, I'm leaning Detroit. Okay, so let's go ahead and go to our four criteria and see who has what. So, criteria number one, overall skill is rappers. Who you going with that
Detroit.
I won't argue.
I'm taking Detroit on that one.
I won't argue that one. Classic albums, who you going with?
Now see, this part I actually lean Jersey.
Yeah, I lean Jersey on that one too. Historical impact, who you got?
Detroit. And that you absolutely cannot argue that one because he rapped on the side, but he was a producer primarily. But take away Jay Dilla from hip hop and you've lost how many classic albums? So it's definitely Detroit on that front.
I'm alone on that one, so I can give you that one.
Podcast. I've been here for years.
TheKidsWearCrowns.com.
I ain't with the bag before, I ain't back before. Fuck like, up what you're asking for, put your back up on me like. But this your man still back up on me, ain't that important like. You ain't really seen it like that before, not like that before. You like, when you put it like that, like that, like that, like that, you right. Nigga think you got it like that when I act like that, alright. I'm about to have to backtrack, back on fact. You right, you right, you right, you right, you right, yeah. Already know what you want, bitch, why you keep hitting my phone? Mm-hmm. Fuck with a nigga before, just wait till I get in my zone. Mm-hmm. Fuck all the silly talk, mama told me never hit it wrong. Mm-hmm. Certain shit a nigga pick up on, you cannot trick me, the jig is up. Never up, bitch, like, evidently you dumb. Little boy ain't no chump, real nigga don't say nothing. I'ma roll up my skunk, then I post up like dumb. Well, your nigga gon' give up, keep it real, girl, quit fun. When you put it like that, like that, like that, like that, you right. Nigga think you got it like that when I act like that, alright. I'm about to have to backtrack, back on fact. You right, you right, you right, you right, you right, yeah. Never ever give a bitch a clue what you really tryna get into. Mm-hmm. Both the friends wanna come with me, telling good things always coming through. Mm-hmm. Can't let you walk out the door till you show me what that pussy hitting for. Mm-hmm. Not tryna fuck up the vibe, but you got me out by a quarter to five. Say that she feelin' my aura, but never been with a nigga from Aurora. Mm-hmm. Think like she outside the door, yeah. Feels like she workin' Sephora. Mm-hmm. Everything going accordingly until she started feeling too important. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do nothing for her. Before shorty left out the door, she said. When you put it like that, like that, like that, like that, you right. Nigga think you got it like that when I act like that, alright. I'm about to have to backtrack on fact. You right, you right, you right, you right, you right, yeah. When you put it like that, like that, like that, like that, you right. Nigga think you got it like that when I act like that, alright. I'm about to have to backtrack on fact. You right, you right, you right, you right, you right, yeah.
Welcome back. Don't call it a podcast. Really don't call it a podcast because we haven't been doing this shit in forever. Tonight on, it's me, Ronnie. Ryan will be joining us after he finishes his husbandly and fatherly duties. You guys probably don't remember this because it was like 6 months ago. The last podcast that we did where it wasn't an interview, we got to talking about the top hip-hop cities, which was very, very interesting. So we kind of initially we wanted to do like a 16 city bracket, but we felt like that was a little bit too much. So we decided to roll with the top 10, and how we decided that was the top two cities from each region. But Ronnie decided that the Bay Area wasn't a fit for the top 10. So E40,
Marshawn Lynch,
if you're listening, Ron Quixote _ on Twitter. I'll even give you his address if you really want to like find him. he decided the Bay Area wasn't it. So if you follow our Twitter at the KWC blog, I've tweeted a picture of the bracket, and we did the top 10 cities and we seeded them 1 through 8. And then we did 2 wildcard teams who were basically seeds 9 and 10. So the top seed was New York. Number 2 was Atlanta. Number 3 was Los Angeles. Number 4 was Chicago. 5th seed is Houston. 6th seed is Philadelphia. 7th seed is New Orleans. 8th seed is Detroit. So the 2 wildcard teams that we picked were New Jersey and the DMV. And while I realize that those are not cities, they're regions, but for the sake of this argument, they are. So I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh man, you forgot Memphis, you forgot Miami, you forgot the Bay Area, you forgot. Listen, we couldn't get everybody in. It's just like the NCAA tournament. There's going to be some snubs, just like the All-Star game. Damian Lillard ain't making All-Star game, sorry. He should, but you know what I'm saying? You got to roll with what you roll with. So
yeah, because if you include everybody, the bracket gets weaker. And you know, if somebody's left off, it's not any disrespect to that particular region, but we just want this bracket to be as strong as possible. I mean, we can't include everybody. That would be like 5 episodes. So I feel like that we do have, like, there's no argument against those at all.
No, none whatsoever. So I know you're thinking 10 teams. How does that work? So for round 1, we did the lowest 4 seeds, the 2 lowest seeds, and then the 2 wildcard teams playing against one another. So round 1, 8-9 is Detroit versus Jersey. And the second one is 7-10 New Orleans versus the DMV. So this is going to be really, really interesting if you know about hip hop. So the criteria that we're grading on is the overall skill of your rappers, your impact in the game, both historical and current, because I think those are 2 different things depending on which region you're talking about, and your classic albums. So we're taking all of these things into consideration when we consider these cities, and that is basically going to be how we determine who goes where. So the top 6 seeds got a bye. So New York will face in the next round the winner of Detroit, Jersey, and Atlanta in the next round will face the winner of New Orleans and the DMV. Chicago versus Houston will be a next round matchup, and Los Angeles versus Philly will be a next round matchup. So if you know anything about hip hop, man, this is about to be very, 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 very interesting. So we're going to try to get through rounds 1 and 2 on this episode, and then the next episode will hopefully be the final 4 in the finals. And we're going to try to get a couple of guests on to kind of talk about it, because we feel like this is hip hop. This is something people are passionate about. And I don't know about Ronnie, but I've got a dark horse that I think is going to take it all when we consider our criteria for this.
I'm very interested to hear that dark horse, because I have no clue who it could be.
It's I know anyone who kind of knows my rap taste might think it's one city, but there's one city I think that fits the entire criteria perfectly. And nobody really, I don't think, is going to guess that one. So matchup number 1, Detroit versus New Jersey. Let's just go ahead and dive right into it. So Detroit, in my opinion, is a bit top heavy. Obviously the highest selling rapper of all time, Eminem, 1/4 of the Slaughterhouse, and probably one of the best MCs out active right now, Royce the 5'9", one of the most popular MCs out right now, Big Sean. What do you think?
See, that's a
other cases.
I was about to say that's a thing. You say Detroit is top heavy. To me, they might be the deepest, because you know, Detroit has a really, like, we kind of spoke about this off air. Detroit has a scene that doesn't necessarily mesh well with radio. So a lot of their stars are still like really underground, but they have a huge influence in the underground scene. For instance, like, you have guys like Black Milk. You already mentioned Royce. Danny Brown is one of my favorite rappers out now and possibly all time. And, you know, you can't leave out like Slum Village, you know, RIP to, you know. And but they just have a lot of guys who aren't necessarily on the right. Who aren't, like, you know, on the forefront as far as like popularity, but if you're like a real hip hop head, like you, then you know for real.
And that's true. That's true. I think you and I know that, but I think when the average hip hop fan thinks of Detroit, they're not thinking much past those first three that I mentioned. Obviously, we can name we can name hip hop artists from Detroit. I mean, you get to talking about Trick. I think Kia Shine was from Detroit. Was he? Am I making that up?
Nah, Kia Shine was from Detroit.
Yeah, Kia Shine, Trick, D12. Proof.
Somebody from Detroit might shoot you for saying that. That's very disrespectful to Detroit. Now, where is he from? I think he was from like Nashville. I don't know. It doesn't matter. He's Kia Shine. But yeah.
Nah, but Trick, who is famous for the Detroit No Fly Zone. It's
Guilty Simpson.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of, and from a technicality standpoint, you're probably not finding too many more technical cities than Detroit. Classic albums. You could debate Marshall Mathers LP as a bona fide hip hop classic. Joe is better, but the impact of that Marshall Mathers LP was crazy.
Yeah, then you know, of course, Fantastic, you know, by Slum Village.
Yeah, Slum Village.
Let's see, some more classic Detroit albums. I'm gonna kill myself for forgetting these.
His Detroit mixtape.
Okay, yeah. I like Big Sean's mixtapes more than albums. So yeah, he has some fire with his mixtapes. So yeah, we'll throw those in.
Royce's Bar Exam mixtapes are some of the most, like, the Bar Exam 4 is one of the, like, that shit was just fucking amazing. Royce was just rapping his ass off. I mean, when it comes to overall skill of rappers, you'd be hard pressed to find a better region than this. I think where they struggle,
they have
more mainstream success than anything. Even though they have the highest
sales. Yeah, I was about to say, they definitely have the advantage as far as skill, but now let's switch over to New Jersey, and I'll tell you where they do have the advantage.
Jersey has, I know a lot of people are probably thinking Jersey, like, how do you put New Jersey in this? Queen Latifah, Redman, the Fugees. I know people don't like him, but another quarter of the Slaughterhouse, Joe Budden, Lauryn Hill on his own, Wyclef on his own. I mean, Jersey has a legitimate case. Naughty by Nature, Apache, you know, like they've got a, like when you really get into who all has come out of New Jersey as a state, they've got a lot.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, if we were to take Redman alone,
Muddy Waters,
I don't know very many rappers, right? I don't know very many rappers who have like that level of consistency. Like he's truly underrated. Like, and it took me a while to appreciate Redman because, like, you know, he's not like a flashy rapper, but he's like what they call like a rapper's rapper. So
yeah, I mean,
he's very consistent.
Eminem on Till I Collapse, where he lists off his top MCs, it starts off with Reggie Noble, Redman. It goes Reggie, Jay-Z, Tupac, and Biggie.
Right.
From Outkast, Jada Corrupt, Nas, and then me. So you probably have probably the most technically proficient rapper of all time and highest selling rapper of all time telling you Redman is number one on his list. So that right there alone should tell you a lot about Redman's skill level. And Muddy Waters is a classic.
So this was actually kind of tough. I'm still leaning Detroit simply because I feel like they have like a stronger roster. What do you think?
See, I'm kind of actually leaning Jersey in this one because to me, Jersey has more classics. Muddy Waters, The Score, like it or not, the world considers The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill a classic, like it or not.
No argument for me, and
some people might say that it's more R&B than rap, but to the hip hop world, she's classified as a rapper, and Lauryn Hill carried The School. So even if you want to say that she gave us that one album and flamed out, you take her off of The Score. The Score is not the same album. She was absolutely.
Oh yeah, she went in on the score. So yeah, that's amazing. Like, I always jokingly call that my favorite Lauryn Hill album.
Yeah, I mean, no, it really is. Like, the first time I listened to that shit as an adult, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. So when you sit and you talk about like their skill and their classics, now I will say Jersey might not be as deep as Detroit when you start talking about like their underground shit. But man, I mean, the skill of their MCs, say what you want about Joe Budden. Joe Budden can rap. He can rap.
Joe Budden can really rap. Like he's like a very pure technical MC. I just hate Joe Budden the man, but no, Joe Budden can rap. Absolutely. But
his Move Music mixtape series is critically acclaimed. And he's impacting the pop world today, away from rap.
See, for this one, we need a tiebreaker because, like I said, I think I'm leaning Detroit, you're leaning Jersey.
And, of course, Ryan is being a fucking family.
And, of course, Ryan is out. So,
so you're leaning Jersey, I'm leaning Detroit. Okay, so let's go ahead and go to our four criteria and see who has what. So, criteria number one, overall skill is rappers. Who you going with that
Detroit.
One? I won't argue.
I'm taking Detroit on that one.
I won't argue that one. Classic albums, who you going with?
Now, see, this part, I actually lean Jersey.
Yeah, I lean Jersey on that one, too. Historical impact, who you got?
Detroit. And that, you absolutely cannot argue that one because he rapped on the side, but he was a producer primarily. But take away Jay Dilla from hip-hop, man, you've lost how many classic albums? So it's definitely Detroit on that front.
I'm alone on that one, so I can give you that one. Current impact.
Detroit, definitely Detroit.
I would actually have to agree with you on current impact for Detroit because Joe's doing his thing on the media shit, but he's not really rapping, and you don't have a lot of active rappers from New Jersey at this very moment. So it's a little bit
right
to say to give Jersey its credit in the current. So based on that one, yeah, we do have to advance Detroit. Jersey, I'm sorry, I was rooting for you guys. Like I said, man, we're going in tough, like right off the fucking bat.
Jersey wasn't your dark horse, was it?
No.
Okay.
That wasn't my dark horse. I thought Jersey might get this far, but even if they got past this, I didn't think they were getting past New York. So, they weren't my dark horse at all, but I think if you didn't know about Jersey's hip hop history, and if you still don't, man, just go Google rappers from New Jersey. Go Google their impact. I mean, like historically, you're talking about just amazing shit, man. So yeah, kudos to Jersey. Detroit moves on. That was a tough one. That was a tough one. Yeah, and see, to the people who think we skipped out on shit, this is why you kind of skip shit, because you don't have just like a no-brainer right out the gate. Like even our quote-unquote play-in matches are pretty toughly contested, man. Like it's pretty tough. The second kind of opening round matchup, New Orleans versus the DMV.
Okay, as a Southerner, let me apologize for New Orleans being so low in the first place. I tried to move New Orleans up. AJ wasn't having it. So
I wasn't having it. It's just that when you look at Houston and Philly, I don't know that you can necessarily put New. We'll get into that. So
yeah, we'll get into that.
So okay. Obviously New Orleans. Wayne, Master P, Cash Money and No Limit in general. You've got underground stars like Currency, Lil Boosie. Well, no. I'm sorry. They're from Baton Rouge, so they're not even included in this. But Cash Money, No Limit, it speaks for itself.
No Limit and Cash Money. This is a no-brainer. It's New Orleans. Like, we don't even have to go down the criteria on this one.
See, I kind of disagree, man. When you start talking about Virginia...
Virginia. And this is why I disagree with
part of DMV alone. I don't know that you can just say it. I'm not saying that New Orleans isn't in it, but I'm saying you cannot just let's just run through Virginia. Pharrell.
And see this. Okay. Let me. Okay. Let's pause real quick. Let's pause real quick because.
Come on, man.
Because this is the part I like. When we were making this bracket, this is the part like I was struggling with, because I was like, okay, are we saying DMV as in like the metro area, or are we including DMV meaning like all of Virginia? Because that's something totally different.
I had DC, Maryland, and Virginia. I had the entire area.
I still gotta take New Orleans.
Let me just go through what the DMV has. So currently, you have Wale. That's their big Wale and Shy Glizzy. Shy Glizzy from DC.
Yeah, Shy Glizzy, Gold Link, all of them from DC.
Okay, so yeah, Shy Glizzy, Gold Link, who have probably one of the best songs of the year, at least most casual hip hop listeners believe so. Pharrell, his impact is all fucking across every goddamn genre of music. If you like, I didn't know that was him doing SWV.
Yep, that was him.
Because he was on the European remix rapping. He almost had a verse on Midnight Marauders. Like, he was in the studio doing that shit. Like Pharrell's fingerprints are all across hip hop, like just doing shit. Missy Elliott, arguably one of the greatest female rappers ever. The Clips. Nothing more needs to be said about the Clips. New Orleans, yes. Now, if we're gonna talk about skill of rappers, I think Virginia might take that one off of the Clips alone. The Clips and Missy alone, I think. DMV take, well, Wale too. I mean, let's not sleep on Wale. Like, Wale is a phenomenal rapper. I think skill wise, DMV takes that one.
Okay, skill is the only mark I'll give the DMV since we're now including all of Virginia. But to me, New Orleans takes every other category.
You think they're taking classics too?
Every other category.
You think they're taking classics? What? Give me New Orleans classics for the sake of argument.
We have 400 Degrees, Ghetto Dope. We have Carter 1 and 2. We have, I feel like I'm believe it or not, Charging to the Game was actually a classic album. Like, don't argue this. Like, trust me on this. But yeah, like, New Orleans just has. No, I'm dead. Dude, I'm dead.
I'm not arguing.
He's a terrible rapper, but that album so far. So yeah, like, I could just roll out New Orleans albums that are like so influential. And I'm not saying, you know, DMV doesn't have that impact, but like, if you look at what New Orleans did when it came onto the scene and how, okay, think about
impact wise, like what they did as far as like the independent game. I mean, Master P, there needs to be a biopic about Master P alone. What he's done business wise, like if nothing else, what I love that Solange album for, obviously musically, is great. I love it for Master P being able to get on there and really let motherfuckers know, I kind of blueprinted a lot of this shit for y'all. And even though he don't get the love today, Master P is just one of the greatest niggas ever. This nigga sold dope rap and played in the NBA.
like, dude, like, everything a black man, like, stereotypically can be, he did it.
He did it all at the highest level. He rapped. He played in the fucking
highest level.
He
wasn't
in the D League. This nigga was in the NBA. and he sold dope. Like, there really isn't. Like, even Jay-Z can't say, I played in the NBA. He's owned an NBA team.
Speaking of Jay-Z. Okay. I know you Northerners hate this argument. Huh?
I said you're not about to bring up that. You're not bringing up that song that doesn't exist, dude.
Oh no, not even that. If you were to look at I Got the Hookup soundtrack, there's a song with Jay-Z on there. Mm-hmm. On fucking I Got the Hookup soundtrack. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z at the height of his career went down to New Orleans to make a song with Master P. It wasn't the other way around now. Like, so that lets you know, like, New Orleans influence, like, every other region was reaching out to New Orleans because it came in with such a strong impact. Like, think about the landscape of hip-hop in like 99 2000. Like, think about the landscape of hip-hop
that in and of itself
before and after New Orleans.
If you could honestly just say back that ass up, and I'd probably go ahead and give you the argument, because that to this day comes on and every black man has that song has a place in every black man's heart, just because you know some phenomenal twerking is about to happen as soon as you hear those opening screams.
Dun, right.
Dun, 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 dun. So yeah, I won't argue that. I won't argue that. So Virginia, like, just I probably could have just made this Virginia alone and made it tough, but you know.
Right. Yeah, we could have called that Virginia.
Now I'll tell you who's coming up. And this is off topic, but I just realized it's just because she's from there. I'll tell you who's an underrated state.
Representing the Carolina?
North Carolina, absolutely.
Yeah.
Rhapsody, Fonte, Cole. I mean, Lil Brother in general, Cole and Rap. I mean, you're going to be hard pressed to find a three that's like better than that outside of probably our top four. Like,
that's true.
Like in Detroit. Like, when you roll those three up, skill wise, impact wise, like, Minstrel Show is a fucking classic. Rhapsody's album, phenomenal. It's in my top five of the year right now. It's North Carolina's coming up, man. Isn't Nick Grant from South Carolina?
Yeah, he's from South Carolina.
See, if you throw the Carolinas in together at him, yeah, you've got some shit. Okay, so New Orleans has moved on. So our next round, New York, Detroit, Chicago, Houston, Atlanta, New Orleans, L.A., Philly. This is where it gets spicy. So right now it's chalk. The upper seeds have advanced, even though Jersey's was close. New Orleans is definitely in there, but you know, shouts to VA, man. VA has had his fingerprints all over the music we love.
Yeah, and like make no mistake, if we were talking about like influential music regions, period, I would probably definitely have to go Virginia, because if you want to include what, you know, the R&B scene from Virginia, then definitely, you know.
Yeah.
It would be Virginia, because, you know, that's where
in music in, like, general, there's not too many people touching Pharrell's catalog out like this side of hip hop.
Right.
Like Pharrell in general has just done a bunch of magic shit.
Yeah, I was about to extend it to even like Static Major and, you know, Jodeci and all that, but yeah, it's still New Orleans for me if we're talking like strictly rap.
You talk about Timbaland's production, you talk about what Missy did writing and production wise.
Right.
I mean, it's like, you know, is Ginuwine from that area?
Yeah, all of them from Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, like, it just, you get a lot of shit. So VA, like, overall musically, we talking urban music, VA is a top three seed at the very least. So, yeah. All right, so we going to roll 1 through 8. We're going to start 4 through 5, 2 through 7, 3 through 6. Where you trying to go with it?
We can start at the bottom and build our way up.
So we going 3-6?
Yeah, let's start 3-6.
All right, so this is another tough one, man. This is LA and Philly. Now,
and see, I don't think it's that tough.
I'm a play devil's advocate here with you.
Go ahead. I'm all ears. Go ahead.
So when we get to talking about Philly, obviously Beanie Siegel. Beans has at least one classic album, if not two.
I'll give him the Beat Comic. Yeah, that's one of my favorite albums. So yeah,
absolutely a classic. The State Property Chain Gang album is a personal classic. The two State Property movies are staples in hip hop.
Right.
As far as skill wise as MCs go, Beans is up there. The Young Guns in their prime were up there. Petey Crack would be a superstar if his mid 2000s style was active today. One of my favorite young rappers, man, I don't know if you'll hear this, but Sean Smith is probably the best lyricist you've ever heard. If you've never heard Sink or Swim, the Sean Smith story, go listen to that shit.
Let's pause, because you're actually missing the, like, one of the greatest, like, to me, lyricists of all time, Black Thought.
I'm bullshit. Black Thought is out rapping any and everybody.
The way he puts words together is just crazy. Like, there's a video on YouTube where he's at some college convention, and somebody asked him to freestyle, and he just goes off the top of the dome for like 10 minutes straight, and it's fucking miraculous. I can't even remember what the video called, but please try to find it. It's amazing.
Like, Black Thought is like I don't think I've ever heard Black Thought get on a track and anybody be close to him rapping wise, outside of there was a song with the rapper Torre Fonte and Black Thought, and Fonte was like even with Black Thought. Like, if Black Thought decides that he's gonna leave you in the dust, trust and believe there is nobody that is catching up with him on a track when he just decides that he's about to go in. Like, so if, but LA is LA, man. LA is
LA. I still gotta go LA, man. Because we could talk
you know, LA.
I was about to say I'm throwing Pac in LA too, because I feel like even though, you know, he bounced around and he's like a transplant, you have to throw Pac with LA.
Yeah.
We could talk Pac, we could talk Snoop, we could talk Kendrick, but like my
The Game.
Like, yeah, I was about to say The Game, but my under, and he shouldn't even be underrated, but my underrated LA guy who just pushes them over the top, like, I feel like because of how we view him now, we kind of forget Ice Cube was a motherfucker back in the day, man.
And I
listened to America's Most Wanted like today in prep for this, and he's one of the best MCs of all time.
I mean, you go back to NWA. I mean,
right.
LA. So LA is my dark horse because LA has an A plus in every single category.
You know what? Okay, I see it now. Okay,
Still is MC, I won't argue. A plus. Classic albums, A plus. Historical impact, A plus. Current impact, A plus. Pac is probably the most influential rapper ever. NWA is probably the most influential rap group ever. Snoop Dogg is one of the most iconic figures ever. Kendrick is the best rapper in the game today. And we could sit here the rest of the fucking night listing off LA classics.
We don't have enough time.
So, LA, moving on to the next one, but that's no disrespect to Philly. Because
we didn't even touch
Cassidy and Eve. If you want to start talking about like underrated rappers from Philly, Cassidy is a monster on the microphone. Eve was a lyrical pit bull in a skirt. That's exactly what the fuck she was. She is one of the best female MCs of all time. She's one of the best MCs, period. She got on tracks. And the shit that they attribute a lot to Nicki Minaj, Eve was doing back then when niggas was really rapping. So you can't not give it. You can't say Philly got overmatched, but to me, this was just one of those. When we started looking at the seedings, I saw this one and I immediately was like, this is going to be a fun one, but I think LA gets it because LA is just that. It's that simple. LA is LA.
And LA, like we talk about classics, we could go down LA and talk about like the what you call the regional classics, like Corrupt, Street as a Mother, like albums like that. Like LA is so deep in like every criteria. Like so yeah, as far as the dark horse, I see it now, and it's going to be really interesting when we advance to the next rounds, because yeah, I'm gonna have a tough time arguing against LA.
And if we go right up to the next matchup, you got Atlanta, New Orleans. Now this Atlanta. One
Forget everything I just said about New Orleans. Atlanta. Yes.
You're not even giving New Orleans everything you just said about New Orleans. You see
everything out the window.
Here, so to me, Atlanta is an interesting. Obviously, it's the number two seed for a reason. Current capital hip hop. Everything involving hip hop revolves around Atlanta. And going, if you want to go back to Andre 3000 at the Source Awards saying
Atlanta got something to say.
It's been really them. They've been on a steady come up. The one thing I will say about Atlanta as a knock against them is overall MC skill. That's not saying that there's not skilled MCs in Atlanta, but for every good MC you can bring me from Atlanta, I can bring you 10 bad. So I won't disagree
with that point. I would say that Atlanta is so oversaturated that you'll have a rapper who, so many, like you said, so many trends come out of Atlanta. So you'll have one rapper who comes up with one style, and then for that one rapper, you have 10 rappers under him from Atlanta who come up with that same style. Kind of like we could go back to the Snap era, like 10 different Snap groups came out. You could go to the What was his name? The the nigga made A9.
Oh yeah.
I know, but you don't know this.
That's kind of my thing with that's the perils that comes with being on top. Is there's a microscope. Yes, there are shit rappers in every fucking region. But when you are on top, your shit rappers get magnified. So they've had mainstream success. They sold records. We're aware of them. So they gotta count against you. Whether you want them, we can't have a cutoff saying it stops here. So they have to count against it when we start going at overall bodies of work. But impact alone, I don't think anybody outside of the Mecca, the birthplace of it, is really touching on impact. And current impact, they kill it off. I mean,
Before we even get to Outkast, we gotta talk about the impact someone as a Kilo Ali had.
Mm-hmm.
With like Love in Your Mouth and Ooh Baby Baby and that first album he had.
Yeah.
Like if you a real Southern nigga, you know what turning Kilo Ali on at the party does. Then a lot of people don't know this shit. I didn't know this too. Arrested Development is from Atlanta.
I didn't know that.
So from that early 1990s, the early 90s going forward, like Atlanta has just been on the upward trajectory, like as far as like impact.
I think the plateau is starting to happen now. But yeah, going back for the last 20 years, I mean, we were listening to fucking like grainy Lil Jon songs, like, and I'm from Ohio, like we were listening to that shit in like 7th, 8th grade. So, you know, like Outkast was probably like the first time I heard Southern rap when Elevators was on the radio, and that shit was on the radio non-fucking-stop. But even then, it was like, Lil Jon coming out, we was listening to Lil Jon. Ludacris, we're crediting Atlanta with Ludacris. You know, he was born in Chicago, crediting Atlanta with Ludacris. But for every one of those, and for every Donald Glover, you still got a Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy is from Mississippi. Thank you very much.
Soulja Boy claimed Atlanta.
That nigga is from Mississippi.
That nigga claims Atlanta, dog. So Atlanta is stuck with him. Because if that's the case, you got to take Gucci Mane out of Atlanta, which takes a lot of the impact out from what Gucci did.
So if we give Atlanta Gucci Mane,
Soulja Boy got to be Atlanta too.
But no, Soulja Boy didn't even like. Okay, like he didn't even relocate to Atlanta. Like he got popular, then moved to Atlanta. That's why, like, because right, okay, if we were doing,
I think he moved to Atlanta with his dad. I think.
Huh?
I think he.
No, moved... he moved to Atlanta like when.
Like his dad.
Oh, go ahead.
Atlanta first, I think. Hold on.
Yeah, because I thought the story was like Mr. Collin Park heard one of his songs like on the internet and then flew him out to Atlanta.
Oh wait, nah, he moved to Mississippi with his dad at 14. He was born in Chicago. No, he moved to Atlanta at the age of 6. He lived in Atlanta from ages 6 to 14.
Oh shit. 14, well, I stand corrected.
So yeah, he's Atlanta. So for every one of him and Donald Glover you have a Soulja Boy. You have Lil Yachty. So it doesn't affect them this round. When you start going forward, you start looking at overall bodies of work, that is going to affect Atlanta. But I do agree, Atlanta over New Orleans in this contest, mostly because New Orleans, as much as they did hip-hop wise, when you get to talking skill,
they don't have that same level of skill. Yeah, they don't have that same level of skill.
Lil Wayne can rap. Lil Wayne, for a large part of his career, could rap. There was a point in time, and I tell people this all the time, man, if you've never heard Squad Up Lil Wayne, go listen to Squad Up Lil Wayne. Squad Up Lil Wayne, I'm putting in the ring with almost any rapper, maybe ever, and he has a puncher's chance. Lil Wayne is an amazing fucking rapper. But in this instance, when you get to talking about depth and sheer impact, yeah, New Orleans hip-hop changed the fucking game. That's the reason you have all these subsidiary labels, Rockefeller too, but even they weren't doing it to the extent that New Orleans was. So, you know what I'm saying? Shouts to New Orleans, but yeah, y'all kind
of. Yeah, before we advance, like just looking at the bracket, there's only one city who can knock Atlanta off to me, and it's not the one you're thinking. Yeah, I won't. That's all I'll say about it.
I mean, I know which one I think can do it. We're gonna be arguing in the next round. I can already tell. Next matchup. We're bringing in guests. We're gonna balance this shit out because I know how you and Ryan are. next matchup, Chicago Houston. This is gonna be another interesting one because
now this is the tough one.
Chicago. If you're giving me two rappers to go head up against any other two rappers, you give me Common and Lupe, and I'm gonna take my chances with any two rappers you can give me from any other region.
And yeah, that's the thing. Like, as far as like impact for Houston, like they have the impact. They got the classics too, but the only rapper of like just superior skill they have is none other than Mr. Brad Jordan. And that's not a knock to any other Houston rapper. There's a lot of rappers in Houston who can rap. Excuse me.
I mean, Chameleon Air wasn't
no slouch. They just don't have that. Yeah. They just don't have that elite level talent like Lupe would. Like, cause Brad Jordan, I call him that because you know I feel like I know the nigga. But Scarface is one of my favorite rappers of all time. You know, top 10 MC. Like we mentioned, Beanie Siegel previously. Like he could go he went toe to toe with Beanie Siegel on songs. Like they just went back and forth.
I'm still mad we never got that Mac and Beans album.
Oh that Mac man, and Brad album. That would have been crazy.
Should have gotten that.
Yeah,
that's Mac another. And that's going on. We need to tell you that. But days we need to do the top. Or I might just make that. That might be my next blog post. The top collab albums that never happened that should have. Because there's a lot of them out there. Hov and Pharrell is one. It's criminal that we never got a Hov.
Even the Murder Inc. album, I would have been interested in that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Like that's gonna be we can do that for a post next week. But Chicago talking about impact, Kanye and Chance. Chance yep. got the Grammys to change their entire album process.
And hate it or love it, the drill movement. Like I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean Chief Keef, Lil B, and Lil Wayne are responsible for every rapper that you see today, the young ones that are active. One of those three, if not a combination of all of them, is responsible for every single one of those. And when we get to talking about current shit, I mean, Vic Mensa and Chance, obviously. Kanye is still Kanye, even though I'm not too much a fan of Ye's music, but Ye has three classics, arguably four.
Right.
Common has two classics, arguably three. Lupe, in my opinion,
just dope albums outside of that.
Yeah, and dope albums.
Three for Lupe?
No, I'm saying Lupe for me is the greatest lyricist ever. So,
oh, I thought you said Lupe has three classics. I was gonna say let's name them then.
No, I'm not saying that. And everybody knows I'm a Lupe stan. I am looking at my food and liquor unopened vinyl right fucking now. I everyone knows I'm a Lupe stan. So like, but Lupe for me is probably the greatest lyricist ever. So when we get to talking about Chicago, skill wise, there's not too many regions fucking with it. Impact wise, not too many regions fucking with them. I mean, you can go down the line. I mean, we ain't even talked about Twista. Like we ain't talked about, you know, fucking Psychodrama.
You know, now that I think of it, I got a hot take for you. Like, if you want to talk about skill, like just looking at what we have left, Chicago might be the, like, if we're just judging on skill alone, Chicago might be at the top.
Yeah, if we're judging on skill alone, it's shot. Like, even though Kanye ain't bringing much to the skill discussion, like I said, give me Common and Lupe in a tag team tournament, and I'm not betting against those two. If you're talking two rappers from the same city, I'm not betting against Common and Lupe. If we just talking straight up rap, now I might, if you told me I could get Black Thought and Sean Smith, I might.
Right, that, I might not that changes put that, thing, but
yeah, you know, and this is my third time. But Sean Smith is the truth. Go listen to that nigga project, man. But yeah, Chicago's another one that has it kind of all, man. Like we haven't even like. You know, just the ancillary rappers that they have around that just make shit happen. I mean, Mikey Rocks is an underrated rapper. You know, like it's just Gemstones when he was popping, you know, shout outs to him, former Food and Liquor label made a Lupe's. Gemstones was a beast.
And he was just, yeah, like, he was dope.
Like, he, you know, he was, he could really sing and could really rap. Like, Gemini, Gemstones, that dude was fucking amazing, man. And like, when we get to talking about, like, classics, they've got the classics. They've got the skill as MCs. They've got the historical impact. They've got the culture impact. Them, like LA, I think, are probably vastly underrated in this setting. And for those of you who haven't, you know, who are listening to this later or, you know, whatever, we're going to put out the blank bracket and let people kind of fill it in as they go. To kind of,
and you know, and you know what, we'll even do one thing, like, in addition to your bracket that we'll put out, let's do it like NCAA style and put a starting five for each city. Like, what, who are your top five, like, if you had to pick a starting five for each city, like, throw that out too, because we're really interested.
Yeah, because I think that initially was how this started, was top five from each city. And if you're going top five from each city, Chicago, I mean, you got to roll. Yeah, that's how we got talking about it. Somebody put out that top 20 MCs list for Chicago. And if we talk right. about, if we're talking about top five for Chicago, I mean, Kanye, Common, Lupe, Keith, and Chance, man, that's a hell of a top five.
I'll take out Keith and put Twister, but I mean, it's all the same.
Well, Keith is in there for me for impact. It's obviously Twista is
right.
Obviously, Twista is a top tier MC. You know, period.
The only rapper with the Guinness record out here.
Exactly. Like, Twista is fucking phenomenal. And of course, Ronnie just types. Yeah, I'm about to be on this. I mean, Ryan just types. I'm about to be on in a second because we're almost done. We're getting to the last fucking matchup of this shit, of this opening round. New York, Detroit. Obviously, New York, birthplace of hip hop. New York has more legends than anybody else because they were ahead of the game. They were in the game before anybody else. New York probably has, if you ask any reputable hip hop head to name off their top 20, New York is going to have at least half of those. Like, top 20 rappers of all time.
Yeah,
all things considered, New York's probably getting 10 of those slots.
Yeah, I have no problem with New York taking the landslide here.
I mean, greatest rapper of all time. Oh, he's there. He's there. His impact is being felt in 2017. The shit he's doing is affecting hip hop 2017. Biggie, Rakim, New York probably has had the biggest record the last three summers, even though they're all Southern influenced, or in Bobby Shmurda's case, drill influenced. But yeah, I mean, New York's only area might be current impact where they're not really.
Yeah, they're taking a hit with current impact. Like, that's the thing.
Because and granted, they had Panda. What was that, last year? Panda Lat, but everyone thought that was a future record.
It was.
Bobby Shmurda, that's a drill record. Cardi B, Bodak Yellow, that's a Kodak Black record. So even their big, and granted, Young M.A. as well. But that was a copy of Bobby Shmurda. So their young artists are coming up. A Boogie and Don Q are phenomenal rappers. Dave East is a good rapper. They're not in the city, but West Side Gun and Conway are making waves. You know, they're
Oh, man, I fucking love West Side Gun. Those niggas, man. Yeah. They can wrap their asses off.
Exactly. But we can't get New York credit for them because they're from Buffalo.
Yeah, so, they're in Buffalo, so yeah.
it's pretty New York has a good case. They were the obvious number one seed. They're the birthplace of hip hop. They'll always be the mecca of hip hop, even if they haven't like fell off. But like, we get song classics. New York has a lot of those. I mean, Hov himself is a counter.
We could just take two rappers and they have pretty much more, like, that's the thing, like how we said Chicago takes skill, like New York easily takes classics. Like, because we could take the top two rappers from New York and they have more classics than most regions have combined.
Yeah. I mean, Hov is accounting for at least four. Some might get
right.
Five, but Hov is counting for at least four classics on his own. And for all the shit that people give him saying Hov was never the best rapper, if you go through the years, he was never like the number one guy. He was at least number two. So being the number two guy for 20 something years isn't, I mean, for 10 years in his run isn't bad. Being probably the best businessman out, you know, in hip hop this side of Russell Simmons and Puff isn't bad.
Right.
But, you know, it's, and I mean, you, when you look at Impact, you start talking about Def Jam, you start talking about just all the shit. I mean, hell, Rakim, still one of the best MCs ever.
And he watched Hove and Blueprint too. That verse was so crazy, but yeah, don't.
Yeah, I mean,
don't make me get on a detour here.
Like, you know, Biggie, start talking about the Diplomats, their impact. The Diplomats were like the last bastion of New York dominance, like them and G-Unit.
Right.
Like they were really out here, like doing it. So, yeah, New York's easily is getting this one, but like when you start looking at these next rounds, man, we're definitely gonna have to get a couple guests in here to balance it out, so it ain't just me and Ronnie, you know, kind of bouncing off, because we need some turmoil, we need some tumultuous yeah. shit in here, because if we looking at New York, Chicago, and it's been chalk so far, kind of to be expected in this,
yeah,
but New York. Yeah. New York, Chicago, next round, and then Atlanta, LA, man. That Atlanta, LA one's gonna be.
And before I'm gonna trash New York next round. So let me show them some love now.
New
York has surprisingly had a pretty good year. First, let's talk about Joey Badass's album. Really good.
Oh yeah, I didn't.
We have Skies. Sky Zoo on Peddler's Theme. Like, if you're listening to this, stop what you're doing right now and listen to 9-5 Bad Boy Logo. That's one of my best, that's one of my favorite songs of like the year, because he paints the entire picture in like 2 minutes. The song is only like 2 minutes long. AJ, matter of fact, you listen to this as soon as we get off. 9-5 Bad Boy Logo.
All
right. And also, believe it or not, I have the ASAP Mob, ASAP 12E, like, and I've never heard this guy before. His album is really, really good. Like, it's like some New York shit. Like, I know you might be turned off by me saying ASAP Mob, but 12E's album is really good too. So I just wanted to show New York some love before I get them out of here in the next round.
Like I said, this next round I think is going to be real interesting. Like I said, we definitely got to get some guests in here. Because I if it's left up to me, Ronnie, and Ryan, Atlanta's going to win this shit. Just because I'm out.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna let you know now. Shit, yeah.
But I'm telling y'all right now, I don't think this next round is gonna go the way these niggas think it's gonna go. I'm not fucking allowing this shit. So, whoever's fucking listening, I'm gonna get somebody. I'm gonna get Joe Hova. I'm gonna get somebody else up in here that knows they shit about hip hop. Because you know, it's really quite amazing. This shit. So, you know, it went chalk. I thought we might get an upset in there. I thought Jersey had a slight chance to upset Detroit. I thought Virginia might be able to get up with New Orleans, but you know, as far as hip hop goes, you know, it's like the Clips and, you know, what Pharrell and Missy have done. They don't really have the depth. Even though there's amazing music coming out of, like, you know, if we really got to talk about like music though, like just to get back to Virginia, man, Virginia gave us D'Angelo too.
Yeah,
Brown Sugar and Voodoo are both phenomenal fucking albums. Like, yeah, it's really like Virginia doesn't get the love they deserve. By proxy, the DMV doesn't get the love that it deserves. So, you got any closing thoughts?
No. Like I said, this went about how I thought it would go, but of course, like I said. Now that we've discussed LA, that's where the argument is going to get interesting with LA.
It absolutely is, because I'm not just gonna let you niggas, you know, I'm not gonna let you niggas do what I know y'all trying to do.
The South gonna hold it down. The South gonna hold it down.
That is one of the greatest songs and music videos of all fucking time. The South, like,
really is, man.
Just type in "The South Gonna Hold It Down" on YouTube, and that's one of the greatest music videos and songs of all fucking time. Like, it is absolutely amazing and phenomenal. And I wish them niggas would have, like, that shit would have really blown up like the way Twitter is now, because we could have got them niggas a record deal. And I don't even know where they're fucking from. Like, for all I know, them niggas is from the middle of Arkansas.
Yeah, they like I saw nothing. I saw nothing but single wide trailers. So,
like, so them niggas was in the middle. Them niggas was in the middle of the fucking country. That was some Nappy Roots shit. Shouts to Nappy Roots, by the way. We shouting them niggas out. Shouts to Field Mob too, man. Because them niggas should have been bigger than what they were. And I know, so, I know another Atlanta group. I know, we didn't even bring him up on this round. I'm shocked because Ronnie usually always finds a way to mention him, but we didn't even bring up 2 Chainz for Atlanta.
Oh, I got him in the pocket. Don't worry about that.
See, I already know.
I'm saving the big Joker.
Hey, I haven't even brought the big Joker out for real. So, I mean, you know, if we gonna go there, we gonna go there 100% all the way. I gotta get a fucking hip hop head on here for this. I'm gonna have to call in a couple favors and see if we can't get a fucking hip hop head on. I might have to get a West Coast homie on here so niggas can call you a Mark. I got a couple West Coast homies. I told they're both from the Bay Area, and I told them you got the Bay up out of here, and they was pissed, and they ain't even met you.
But look here, man. I'm sorry. Like seriously, there's no argument you can make for the Bay, and that's not any disrespect for the Bay. But this is the big boy league, you know.
I don't think you're giving the Bay enough love, man. I don't think you're giving the Bay enough love.
This is the top guns right here, man. Like, who we gonna put on there? Mahershala Ali? Like, come on, man. Like,
we ain't gonna disrespect Brother Ali. I know niggas hate him. I ain't finna disrespect the god E-40 who gave us half of our slang.
No, I actually fuck with E-40. Like, I think E-40 gets a bad rep, but I remember E-40 cooking crack back in the day. I remember that E-40.
Like niggas don't really notice, but E-40 had Biggie shook. That nigga had to go like really like, and then MC Hammer from the Bay, man.
You trying to help your case? Not
that's one of the only niggas to ever go diamond, bro.
Oh, okay.
Like we not. Oh yeah, we can do some honorable mention cities. St. Louis. Say what you want about them, but they had a huge impact in the early 2000s. Jaquan, Chingy, Nelly,
Birmingham,
Murphy Lee. Has Birmingham really had like mainstream impact though? I mean, Gucci, obviously.
I'm joking, man.
I mean, look.
But you know, oh my god, it just hit me. You know what city we left off? And I'm almost embarrassed. Like, we didn't even get them any consideration. I might not be able to. Yeah, I might have to leave the South. Like, think about one southern city that's kind of been doing it in the background for like years.
Ooh, Miami?
Starts with an M, but not Miami.
Oh, Memphis. Yeah, we gave them consideration.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
When it was 16, Memphis was in consideration, but it was one of those things where it's like, you know, you got to make tough choices. And we couldn't. Initially, so for the people who want to know how this shit was formulated, like I said, we went 2 cities from each region. So we were going to miss some cities. You know, we were going to miss some people when you start going with that because we can't get everybody. So, I mean, yeah, obviously Memphis has a case. I mean, 3-6 Mafia, Project Pat, Yo Gotti. I mean, Memphis has a real deal case. But similar to the Bay, their case may not be as strong as the top 10 that we have on here. Because I know a lot of people are going to be like, DMV, but like I said, Virginia's handprints are all over hip-hop for the last 30 years, maybe? Going on 30 years? Like, hands on in some way, shape, or form impacting hip-hop 90s. So, real hard to throw them niggas out of there. That's why I thought that was an interesting curve if you know anything about Virginia's history and their lineage. But shouts to Memphis, man. Like I said, Miami, we were looking at Miami, North Carolina, another one where you get to looking at like their cases for shit. And then, you know, there's just other little ancillary spots. I mean, you know, Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, Cleveland.
Ray Cash. Is that his name? Ray Cash?
Yeah, that first Ray Cash album is still one of my like personal favorites of all time.
Man, Ray Cash, fucking Bone Thugs and Harmony. I mean, you really get the looking at like that. It's like, oh, okay, you know, like there's you get these cities that have a lot of, they meet some criteria and they have like a couple big superstars, but like when you get to looking at like holistically everything they have, it's like, okay, they didn't belong on here necessarily, even though now if we did states, yeah, states would have been a different thing. If we did regions would have been a completely different thing. When you start breaking it down to like individual cities and shit, I mean, it just you realize, yeah, fuck, we can't get everybody. So
yeah, I'm happy with the results as is right now. I mean, no complaints from me. Like I said, it's going to get spicy.
It is
next round.
And I'm, like I said, I'm going in for some guns. We're gonna have to make sure it's not an even number on here. So I'll see if I can't get a couple other people to join in, people who don't share our perspectives.
Ain't no more playing GA though, I'll tell you that.
Well, we can't include him in that. He's from Augusta.
Who?
Pastor Troy, he's from Augusta.
I know, but I mean, he ain't no more playing. He's an Atlanta rapper.
He's from Augusta.
Because okay, well, if we're doing that, then we gotta take away Jeezy because he's technically not from Atlanta. Yeah, there's no fucking way I'm taking away Jeezy from Atlanta.
Where's Jeezy from?
Dude, Jeezy is from like the fucking, like, he's from like Southern Georgia. Like, hold on, give me just 1 second. Let me look this up.
Hold on, I'm about to look it up. It's all about when they got, like, Project Pat got on and then went to Atlanta. Like, he's born and raised Augusta.
You mean Pastor Troy?
Yeah, Pastor Troy, I'm sorry. Not Project Pat, Memphis. Definitely Memphis. My bad, y'all. I've been good.
Yeah, he was actually born in South Carolina, then he moved to Atlanta, but he still didn't live, like, within, like, Atlanta city limits, I don't think. He moved to Atlanta because he was, like, a promoter for somebody.
Half the people that didn't live in Atlanta city limits, but he moved to Atlanta when he was a toddler. So he's from Atlanta.
No. Even when he was an quote unquote Atlanta rapper, he wasn't even an Atlanta rapper. Like, I can't remember where he's from, but he is from a totally different region of Georgia, I think. Like, that's where he
was born in Columbia, South Carolina, relocated to Atlanta when he was a toddler. And in 94, he spent 9 months in a boot camp in Fort Stewart, Georgia.
Either way, nigga, Jeezy is an Atlanta rapper. But so, I mean, whatever.
He, like Soulja Boy, moved to Atlanta when he was a kid and kept ties there. So, you know what I'm saying? Just because he went some other places, that don't mean that he's not from Atlanta. So, Jeezy's there. Like, Pastor Troy's from Augusta. He got famous and then came to Atlanta. And that's no diss to Pastor Troy. Pastor Troy is fucking amazing. Because if we giving him that, then we got to give West Side Gun and Conway the shit.
I mean, I don't mind that, but that's still not pushing New York over the top.
It's not, but I'm saying. Well, okay, Pastor Troy was born in College Park.
Okay, so that's Atlanta, nigga.
I mean, but the shit said he's from Augusta. But, I mean, yeah, he's born in College Park, so we'll... I mean, yeah, he graduated from high school in Augusta. I don't know. We'll allow the shit because I don't think Pastor Troy is pushing him over the top anyway. So we'll allow it. We'll talk more off air. But anyways, I don't remember what fucking episode this is. We haven't been good at keeping track of this shit. But next Wednesday, Final Four, New York versus Chicago, and Atlanta versus LA. And we will discuss the finale. So tune in. We're going to get a couple of guests in. I'll go ahead and tweet out the bracket as is. I'll retweet that now. So anybody that wants to fill it in can come fill it in and let us know. And also give us your starting five. We'll go ahead and we'll put that onto the blog Twitter account at the KWC blog. I am AJ, AJ underscore PHX. He is Ron Quixote underscore Ryan Eagle Eye 1906 could not make it. But be on the lookout, subscribe to the website, thekidsworkcrowns.com. We promise y'all we're gonna get more consistent at posting content.
Yeah, we have a few new contributors, so you know they're gonna, you know, be on the lookout for their content. And yeah, we have a lot of things coming, man. Just stay tuned, subscribe to the, you know, the iTunes, subscribe to YouTube channel, subscribe to the site. You know, and just thanks for checking us out.
Yeah, and see y'all next Wednesday. Same bat time, same bat network. Rest in peace, Adam. Peace. Got a roller pound up a gas. Switch your names in the Grand Rapids. We're the one that kept it cool with all the niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, nigga, gon' let them have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shoot a nigga tragic. I don't wanna live in lavish. Like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the bitch that might have made me fuck her even though she average. Dirty money in the cook. 45 by my good. My young nigga in the cook. Take you out for some joints. It's counter smoking, no rush. I'm on the one way flushing. Loud pack smelling mustard. These fucking police can't touch me. These bogus police can't touch me. These fucking niggas can't touch me. Apply the pressure with the VVS. I drive the phone like it was a ship. Drive the phone like it was a ship. Lift it up and gone and all set. Fuck a cougar like she Holly Berry. Future hits is dirty, Sprite legendary. Dirty something in the style for. Spend a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Got a roller pound up a gas. Switch your lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, nigga, gon' let them have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shoot a nigga tragic. I'm the one that live in lavish. Like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the bitch that might have made me fuck her even though she average. Fuck on the basic bitch. We gon' wake up and smoke up some blood and fuck. She gon' keep it so real with a nigga that I'ma come back and always gon' fuck with her. Been a curve and a spread like a model bus. I was working and serving in Nautica. I get high till I'm higher than mercury. Fuck around, teach you that recipe. Fuck around, you gon' be out of here. Make it say, huh, like a nigga with juvie. Soon as that work hit the city, we move it. Post up in Honest and shoot us a movie. Post up in Honest and shoot us a movie. Take it to the side of the club and just in case a nigga ever gotta use it. Get a paint, a coat, and pour it up, nigga. There's something in the sky for. Spend a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Got a roller pound up a gas. Switch your names in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, nigga, gon' let them have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shoot a nigga tragic. I'm the one that live in lavish. Like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the bitch that might have made me fuck her even though she average. Fucking niggas can't touch me. Apply the pressure when the VVS. I try to fire like it was a ship. Try to fire like it was a ship. Lift it up and go to an offset. Fuck a cougar like she Holly Berry. Future hit this dirty Sprite legendary. Dirty something in the sky for. Spend a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Got a roller pound up a gas. Switch your names in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, nigga, gon' let them have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shoot a nigga tragic. I'm the one that live in lavish. Like I'm playin' for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the bitch that might have made me fuck her even though she average.
Podcast. I've been here for
the kids wear crowns.com.